Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, I caught up with Edward Foster, the creator of The Rubbish World of Day Spud, and here's what happened.
I'm Edward Foster. I'm the creator director of The Rubbish World of Dave Spud, which you can catch on the ITVX player. Dave Spud goes back quite a few generations. I made a student film called Pensioner Penny about an older person, because I wasn't seeing that much in sort of animation where the main character was like the lead character was an older person. But then I also wanted to be take them on an adventure. So I did in that short film is like I attached that lady to a giant inflatable chicken, which takes her all around the world, which kind of what she wanted to do is to travel around the world, but not in that way. And so, and then she ends up somewhere a bit grim. And that was kind of how I discovered that my humor was to give people what they want, but sometimes put a twist on the end. So I think it comes from my love of things like Roald Dahl stories and stories that have a bit of a twist and things that always tie up too neatly. So I've always loved the Muppets and their kind of the Muppety Mouths and things like that. And then that film kind of grew again, where I added a family in and made another film called Anna Spud. And then they went on a terrible car journey, try and catch a ferry, and they missed the ferry. And then they're all grumpy again. So there's definitely a circle in this and a theme. But I enjoyed that very much, because that meant I could make more people grumpy. And Dave Spud grew out of that film. There's nothing really special about Dave himself, in sense he doesn't have a superpower. He's not a kid that's particularly talented at anything particular. You know, the kid maybe something at the back of the class who, when somebody says, "Oh, who should I give the adventure to?" He's not the first one to put his hand up. He's a little bit more like held back in that sense. But I like the fact that we've given adventure to him, and he has the best adventures, even though he hasn't really asked for them or seek them out. The fact that we make adventures out of very ordinary, relatable things, like finding the magic in ordinary things, is something that I've heard being said about the show. So little things that are familiar kind of spin and spiral out of all proportion. And it's always nice for the audience to say, "Oh, what if this happened? What if?" Because we all have playground conversations, or we've had them, or we've heard the story of like, what happens if you swallow the apple pip and things like that? Does a tree grow inside you? And they're sometimes they're good starting points for an adventure or a story. And then Dave Spud, we're allowed to explore that in a very literal way. That's our rule, is that if you thought of it as a kid, or it's something that you've always wondered, like, should you step on that gap in the pavement? Like, probably not. We've always avoided it. So in Dave Spud, we do exactly that. We'll step on the gap and then see what happens and enjoy exploring that. If I had to say where the characters come from, they're all little bits of me and my family and the kind of the terrible rubbish family journeys that kids, they don't have much choice. It's like they're young, they have great ideas and suggestions, but not everyone listens. And they get put in a car on a car journey that's too warm with too many bananas and biscuits and things. And they're taken to somewhere that wasn't going to be great in the first place. But it's all part of the fun. That's the whole point of family road trips and holidays. So I think it's, that's kind of what Dave Spud's about, is kind of discovering the magic in really ordinary, simple things or plain things or things that are very familiar to many people, and then expanding that into an adventure. I really do enjoy going into space or underwater. So I really enjoyed putting a fish tank on his head and giving a plant for oxygen and putting him out onto the seabed in a wheelchair and then moving across that or up into space. And how does that move? How would you do that? How would you camp in space? How would that behave? And then what would happen if you started to get close to a planet and the gravity pull of that? If I could take Dave Spud anywhere that they haven't been, I don't know. We've been inside the Fuzzy Peg's head. They've gone really tiny and gone inside the dog. Maybe going inside food. Maybe we haven't done that yet. I don't know. Like, what would that be like, an experience, like exploring inside something like your favorite dinner? Something very familiar, but at the same time, exploring it in a new way. Johnny Vegas does a really great job of Dave Spud. I can't imagine Dave being played by anybody else now, because Johnny's sort of personality and his kind of have-a-go attitude when things are going his way really tie in very well to Dave. Sometimes it's the voice artist brings something extra to the character that really surprises you, and then suddenly it becomes your favorite. I love Gran. It's like as a complete contrast. Gran's quite a grumpy character, but she does it with such a laugh and a cackle that I know she's really enjoying life and having a good time, even though she's quite horrible to most people. I really enjoy saying, well, if I put them in this scenario, how would they behave? If I throw them out of a black hole into space, how would they react to that? And of course, Gran's had the long, varied life. So she's probably experienced it all before and has something to say about it, an opinion. So yeah, I love that. In this season, we've got a new character called Ben. And I wasn't sure what kind of character Ben was going to be, but then the voice artist brought loads of character to Ben. And now he's become one of my favorites already.
That was Edward Foster, the creator of The Rubbish World of Dave's Bird. I loved how much he likes writing grumpy characters. Gran really is a very, very grumpy one as well. It was so good to talk to Edward and find out a little bit about what it's like behind the scenes. And of course, if you love this podcast, remember to listen to Stream It to hear more about films and TV shows.